On air. On air. Online.
On demand. York Uni's student radio station.
U-R-Y.
Hello then, and a very warm welcome to the York Sport Report, the only place that gives you a weekly update on everything sport here at the University of York. On today's show, we'll be telling you just why your uni and college sports clubs have been bearing all for us to see. We'll also have all the information about this year's ski trip run by the Snow Sports Society, USNOW. We'll focus on volleyball. They're the team under our sports club spotlight. And in college sport, we take a look at this week's college darts matches as teams look to secure a top four finish to reach next year's college varsity qualifier event. And this weekend, we'll see the first teams secure a place in the qualifying events for Durham in both lacrosse and women's football. They have their one-day tournaments on Sunday. All that, as well as a full roundup of Wednesday's Bucks results, coming a little later. But now it's over to Camilla for our top story.
Thank you, Josh. Now, York Active, an initiative set up in 2014 to get students and staff involved in more physical activity, has put on events from colour runs to Rackwood raves. And for its latest idea to get York moving, has teamed up with York Parties to put on an event which is called Fit to Party. Now, I'm joined in the studio by Ellie.
Hello. Hi.
From York Active. Could you please begin then by explaining just what Fit to Party is and what it's all about?
So Fit to Party is our fitness event for this term, and it's basically just a load of really fun and relaxed fitness sessions just with lots and lots of music. So it's got a bit of a party atmosphere with, like you said, music from York Parties, just to get everybody fit and active.
That's brilliant. Could you tell us when it is? How can people secure a place?
So it's on the 12th of November, and you can sign up online via our website. So if you just Google York Active, or just head to the Sports Centre by James College and they can sign you up there. And it's £3 per session, or you can buy a day ticket, which gives you access to all our sessions and to revs that weekend for £11.50.
Oh, revs, brilliant. Now, could you tell us more about the classes taking place across the day?
So there's lots of different things. So we've got like MetaFit, which is just like a general workout. Mm-hmm. BoxFit, which is like, boxer sizing, having a bit of fun. Cardio tennis, which sounds really cool. So it's like tennis, but to music, and kind of a lot more gets your heart going, running around and still like just whacking tennis balls everywhere basically. And just things like clubercise, stretch, ab blast.
Could you tell us a bit more about clubercise? What is that?
So that's like, it's like a cross between clubbing and exercising. So it's a bit like, if you've ever done Zumba,
yeah,
it's kind of a bit like that.
Oh, so brilliant. That's incredible. Now, York Active put on events which are an alternative to standard fitness sessions. Do you think they're accessible to newcomers? And if so, why do you think that is?
Oh yeah, York Active definitely accessible to newcomers. So all the sessions are aimed at beginners and it's all relaxed. So if you just come along, it doesn't matter if you've never done it before. Mm. So I had never done squash before York Active, and I went along to some of those beginner sessions. And yeah, the coaches are all told that just to get everybody involved. And the idea is it's just to get people into sport rather than having loads of elite players coming along.
Yeah, yeah. So Fit to Party might not be for everyone. Do you have any other events planned for this term?
So at the moment, we've not got any events set in stone. But last year we did UV Zumba, which was really good, in the dance studio. So we've got a load of UV lights and everyone had UV paint and things and just had a load of fun. We've also had the colour run for the past 2 years that's been really successful. So they're things that we might bring back next year.
Oh, that's brilliant. And do you have any other classes apart from obviously the ones listed on here? What other classes do you do?
So in our weekly timetable, we've got a mixture between fitness sessions. So we've got things like rave spin. So that's if you've ever done spinning, but it's spinning with UV lights and music. So we kind of try to offer things that are a bit different. There's boogie bounce, which is like little mini trampolines and everyone just kind of jumps up and down. And there's we've got normal sport sessions like hockey and netball. We've got futsal and Pilates and things.
Well, I'll definitely be joining a rave spin. That sounds incredible. So Sports England are set up to be funding York Active for just one more year. Do you think over the previous 2 years the initiative has been a success, and will it continue past the third year?
I definitely think it's been a success because the programme has grown dramatically over the past 3 years, and there's way more people involved than at the start. And yeah, it'd be great to see if it continued next year, because York Active offers something which is really different, because it offers like fun, relaxed sport. You don't have to go every week, so it's just kind of as and when, which is really great if you're just wanting to try something new or if you're often busy. So yeah, I think it'd be great if it did carry on.
Brilliant, thank you very much. Fit to party then, Saturday 12th of November in James Hall. Head to yorkactive.com for tickets and more detail. Thank you very much.
York Uni's official student radio station. Official student radio station. The only radio station broadcasting to York Uni. U-R-Y.
It's just coming up to 8 minutes past two. You're listening to the York Sport Report, and it's time for your full roundup of this week's Bucks matches. And definitely pick of the bunch of the 29 matches, of which there was definitely more harm than good for York this week as well, with 19 wins, one draw and just nine losses. Badminton led the way. Their men's ones smashed Lancaster 8-0, perhaps a sign of what's to come in Roses in later this year. Through the rest of badminton, the men's seconds also won. They were 5-3 at home to Leeds Trinity. The men's thirds weren't so lucky, also at home. They were bettered by Sheffield's first team 6-2. And the women's first team also won 5-3, like the men's seconds. Table tennis, also a very impressive Wednesday for them. The men's ones beat Northumbria 2's 13-4, and the men's seconds were at Leeds and smashed them 17-0. In football, the men's ones secured a narrow victory over Manchester's fourth team 3-2. In the women's first team, they were also in action. They were at home and they edged Chester by 2-0. The men's third team won away strongly 6-0. And in the cup for the men's fours, it went to a penalty shootout after a 3-3 draw at Edge Hill. There was a bit of a derby on the cards for the women's second team, though. They were at YSJ, but it wasn't a positive result as they were betted 4-1. In lacrosse, the men's one smashed Durham's threes 15-2. It was a bit of a smashing the other way, though, for the women's second team. They played Sheffield's first team, losing 25-3. The men's seconds did have a bit of fortune, though, winning 5-3 against Newcastle. And we'll be hearing from volleyball a little bit later, a look at their results. The men's ones won 3-0, as did the women's seconds. The men's seconds were away at Hull, and they lost out 3-1. And the women's first team were 3-0 winners away to Durham. That's your full Bucks roundup.
Radio by students for students.
U-R-Y. Turning now to college sport and a look at this week's college darts matches. Now in full swing, Tuesday saw a complete round of fixtures with 8 of the 9 colleges in action. Like in many college sports, the autumn term is an important one for the teams taking part, as a top four league finish is needed to reach next term's varsity qualifying event in the Roger Kirk Centre. Leading the way into this week were Alcuin after they won their opening two matches against James and Constantine. But with it being their week off, the chasing pack had a chance to close in. One such team looking to put the pressure on were Derwent. Following one win and one defeat so far, they were looking to match Alcuin's two victories, but would have to better a strong James side to do so. Although some good showings early on, Derwent struggled, going down 6-2, and that left them needing to win the final two matches to manage just a draw. They did so. James were unable to find enough to get over the line, and in a second we'll be hearing from Derwent's captain Peter Bunce, but first the thoughts of James's Harley Wilkes.
Harley, early stages looked like it was going to be an easy James win, but it's ended up as a point. How is it? Does it feel like points won or points lost?
We're happy with a draw. Everyone played really well. It can go either way. At the end of the day, it's a short format, and I think generally it was a good performance.
It's all about the race to varsity, finishing in that top four places. Do you think James can do that this season?
We've not kicked off the campaign too well, but that's definitely what we're aiming for. It's the, you know, the big stage, the big lights. That's the you know, what we're all aiming for. But it's a team game, so it's a team of individuals. So, but you've all got to play well on the same weekend. So, if you don't all play well, then you don't get the points, and that's unfortunately how it is.
Peter, a well-earned point that.
It was. I mean, unfortunately, just to get a point really. There were some cheeky missed doubles by our boys, which let us down a bit. But Everyone played well, and again, we've put another cracking performance to say we're a brand new team.
And they always say consistency is the key. Do you think Durham are going to find that before the end of the season?
We have been plagued by a little inconsistency in our finishing mainly, which is fine and expected by a new team, but yeah, we should come together and we should keep pushing on as the term goes on.
And a Durham's players, who really impressed you tonight?
Harry Foster is the star man at the moment. I mean, he's throwing some fantastic darts. And the two girls, Caitlin and Josie, put in sterling performances every time to say they are brand new to darts.
And you mentioned Harry there. He's obviously broken into the uni team, the second team. How pleasing is that from your point of view that players are coming to college darts and breaking into to the uni?
Oh, it's fantastic. To say I've Harry Foster only started playing darts a few months ago. We've played together for, just like I say, just a few months. And him breaking into the uni team is fantastic news.
So Derwent and James played out a dramatic draw, but Langworth managed to avoid any such similar drama as they won comfortably against the postgraduate college, Wentworth. Afterwards, I spoke to Langworth captain Thomas McConnell.
Langworth wrapped it up early today. A comfortable victory and a good performance all round.
Yeah, we played well this evening. Definitely improvement from last week. You see that actually people playing more, obviously, because the term goes on that they're playing more, so they're getting more practice in, they play better. So, yeah, well done.
And a number of colleges, yourself included, have been perhaps a little bit inconsistent to start the season. Why do you think that is? Is it just new players coming in?
Yeah, obviously it's a new season, so different players in the team and people leave, so people haven't been practicing over the summer as well. Like, they've not got a dartboard at home, they don't play as much, so yeah, that's the reason why they don't look as good.
And of course, it's all about that finishing that top four to get to varsity qualifiers. How do you back Langworth's chances at this stage?
I mean, we've had one win, one draw and one loss, so we're still in there. I think Goodrick are probably the strongest college this year, but apart from that, I reckon the rest of the people are more equally matched, to be fair, than most of the teams. It comes down a lot of times to one game in it, so it's all about picking up the extra points when you are winning a game, is make sure you win it comfortably to gain the extra bonus points to get there.
And for Langworth, there are obviously a lot of good performances today, but were there any individuals that particularly stood out?
Well, I definitely think Laura Burden stood out in our doubles game. She kept on hitting treble 20s. I mean, she's quite new to darts, only started playing the last few weeks, and she's definitely playing very well today. As well as that, like I say, both our freshers and their doubles pairing worked well. And then obviously there's Julie, who's very, very good at darts. I mean, there's nothing to say about her. Ladies captain last year, and better than most of the men in the college, so it should easily have been playing, could easily play the men's ones team last year if she wanted to.
So, although Langworth beat Wentworth fairly comfortably, the Postgraduates College captain, his thoughts after the game were fairly positive about the future as their entirely new team starts to bed in.
To be honest, we're getting close in games, and obviously we've got a team full of players that 4 weeks ago didn't think they were even going to play darts. You know, I think this term is basically just getting better. Next term is when we're going to start really trying to make some inroads, I think.
So for you lot this season, it's really building a foundation.
It is, yeah. But, you know, we intend to win a couple of games this season. You know, we've got close. Like last week, we could have won two or three games. Bull-offs, we lost, I think it was 8-4. So it's coming. We'll win a game very soon, I'm sure.
Tuesday's other two matches saw Vanbrugh beat Constantine 9-3 and Goodrick smash Halifax 10-2. Those results leave both Goodrick and Vanbrugh at the top of the table on two wins and one draw each. Next week sees Alcuin back in action as they look to make it three wins from three. They face Derwent. Meanwhile, Goodrick play Langworth, James take on Wentworth, and bottom side Constantine go on in search of their first win against Halifax. So still to come today, we'll be revealing why York sports clubs are going to be bearing all for us to see. We'll also preview Sunday's women's college football tournament, and we'll hear all about this year's U-Snow trip away in Easter. That's all coming a little bit later on. Remember, you can get in touch about anything on today's show. You can send us a message via the website ury.org.uk, or you can drop us a text on 07851 101 313. Now though, it's time for the international sports headlines.
URY.org.uk.
West Brom manager Tony Pulis has signed a new contract, extending his deal at the Hawthorns by a year to 2018. The 58-year-old Welshman arrived at the club in January 2015 and has since guided the Baggies to 13th and 14th place finishes in the Premier League. The club was sold to Chinese investment in September, but Pulisic's new deal ends any speculation over his immediate future. Sticking with football, and West Ham should be forced to play behind closed doors if the violence that marred Wednesday's derby defeat with Chelsea is repeated. Those are the words of MP Mark Field. Bottles, seats, coins were all thrown at London Stadium as hundreds of fans clashed. Six people were arrested, three of which have since been charged. It was the latest outbreak of disorder at West Ham's new ground this season, and Field added that none of these problems were unforeseeable, given the nature of the stadium. British cycling chiefs will face questions from MPs over the use of, and policing of therapeutic use exemptions, TEUs. TEUs, which allow athletes to take prohibited drugs on medical grounds, have been brought into the spotlight by the Fancy Bears hackers. Sir Bradley Wiggins, Chris Froome and Lara Trott were among the British cyclists to have their TUE data leaked. And in cricket, England have begun their first innings on the opening day of the second test in Bangladesh. The hosts won the toss and chose to bat, but collapsed, running up just a score of 220, and their last nine wickets fell for only 49 runs. England currently lead the test tour and will clinch the series by avoiding defeat in Dakar.
University Radio York. University Radio York.
So, as every year, you snow are running a ski trip abroad this Easter. Here's their president, Ellis Rain, with the details on a very exciting trip.
It's outdoors for a week in Easter, 24th of March to the 1st of April. Going out there for the first time ever, we're going to a festival. It's the big, so it's the Bucks competition out there for skiing, and then they've made that into a bit of a university festival for university students. Makes things a bit different. There's about 3,000 students out there for this.
And you mentioned the Bucks aspect. Are any of the uni skiers going to be competing?
That depends if we qualify. So we've got little regional qualifiers coming up at the end of November. Last year we did qualify, but we couldn't afford to go out there for a week and do a competition. So, but no, hopefully if we qualify, we'll be out there and get some Bucks points for the uni, I think.
And for anybody who's maybe thinking about going on the ski trip but not quite sure, why should they go?
It's just an experience of a lifetime. I don't know, like, so many people leave uni and be like, oh, ski trip was so much fun. I feel it'd be such a shame to miss out first year doing a festival. And what's lining up to be such a good festival.
And every Christmas you snow also do a trip then, yes, as well. Last year it was Amsterdam, this year it's Dublin.
Yep, we're going to Dublin. Just a bit different, you know. We thought, make the most of the holidays, so we'll run a holiday to Dublin. That's the 2nd of December to the 5th. We're going out there, just got Guinness Factory, got for a nice meal, and just explore Dublin, really.
And both the trip to Dublin and also the trip in Easter, how can people get on those?
It's really simple. Go to our Facebook page, just Usnow. Go on there, and it's our top post, has all the information, all the links to the both the booking pages. And then from there you literally type in, you need a £100 deposit, but that's all you have to pay today, and then you can pay as much as you want from there on out, a day at a time.
And perhaps to somebody who hasn't ever skied before, you've already mentioned the experience of the whole thing, but again, why should somebody sort of take up skiing?
It's just something different, you know. It gives something you can't do in England. You can, but it's a bit different in Scotland. You just go out there and have a laugh with your friends. We organise all the lessons so you can learn to ski when you're out there. We're able to get English speaking instructors as well, which is quite different. And it's just so much fun. Like, you go out there, you have a laugh on the mountain for the week, amazing views. Even if you didn't ski, you go out there, go to the festival and just sit and look at the amazing views all day and do some revision if you really wanted.
Radio by students for students.
You are why.
It's now time for our sports club spotlight. Each week we get a different uni sports club in and find out a little bit more about them. This week it's volleyball, and in the studio, I'm delighted to say, having hot-footed over from his strength and conditioning class, is Adam Davies, the treasurer of York's uni volleyball club. We'll get onto strength and conditioning and focus sport in a second, but it's a fairly well-known sport, volleyball, but just to those who know absolutely nothing about it, explain your sport.
Certainly. Well, thank you much for having me. So volleyball is a game between two teams, and there's a net and a ball. Two teams are six, and the aim of the game is to basically keep the ball up in the air, and the first team to drop it loses the point. It's first to 25, three sets, best of five, really. And yeah, so that's volleyball. Pretty simple sport, but yeah, fun to play.
Yeah, very fun, very exciting, very fast-paced. I was getting into it a lot over Rio, perhaps not necessarily quite an Olympic standard here at York, but how can people get involved here?
Yeah, well, there's lots of ways you can get involved. We run beginner sessions on a Friday for those who are interested. So come along if you've never played at all, or you've played a little bit and want to get a bit more involved. Those have currently been run in the main hall. We also run one of the University of York's only disability sports, sitting volleyball. So that is, again, on a Friday morning. We also have socials during the week as well, which we're quite a social club. We do have quite a few social members as well. So there's lots of ways of getting involved, and also very welcome to come down and watch our matches. We're very keen to get the support of the university. So we'll have lots more opportunities when the tent gets open as well, because some of our time's been cut due to the problems we've had there. But yeah, lots of things to do.
And your men's ones team is a focus team this year. How much of an impact does that make?
Yeah, well, it's a really great thing to have this year. So yeah, we get quite a few benefits. You know, the strength and conditioning sessions have been really, really good. We've been along to a few of those, and they're quite tough. You know, quite a lot of the men's who are quite fit, they're coming out quite red in the face. So they're very good. Yeah, it's really been quite good for our promotion as well, PR. We've got a bit more out there this year. Hoping to do quite a lot of PR this year. So yeah, it's really nice to be recognised for their achievements. You know, they've won, I think it's 19 matches in a row now, consecutive matches. So they're really, really performing very, very well. So it's nice to see recognition for all their efforts.
Yeah, a fantastic season last season for the club and the club as a whole. This season going well as well. Just hearing in the Bucks round this Wednesday, three out of your four teams winning.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we've got some really strong teams this year. As I said, you know, the men's first team, 19th consecutive win. So really looking forward to their season. Both our women's teams both performing really, really well. We've got some new fresh talent in this year, and we're really excited to see how they're doing. And the men's second team, you know, it's got some quite a lot of new beginners this year, but there's a lot of potential, lots of positive things to take from the matches that we've had so far. So yeah, very excited for this season, and yeah, really excited for what's going to happen at the end of this year. See what happens.
You mentioned the end of this year, Roses, of course, and you mentioned the sitting volleyball as well. Mm-hmm. That features, so you must be very excited for that.
Oh, I'm so excited for Roses. You know, with the tent being finished, we're going to have the show court and the lighting in there, and hopefully we get a, you know, really large crowds in. Roses last year was just a fantastic experience for everyone. The mixed games is especially a really, really good, fun event to come and watch. You know, we had pretty much the whole American Football Club come down and with support, and it was a really, really good match. Yeah, so hopefully, you know, it'll be good Roses, and we'll beat Lancaster again. Hopefully the women this time will be able to beat Lancaster at home. So yeah, really, really looking forward to Roses. It should be a good one.
Well, thank you very much, Adam, and thank you very much, Uni Volleyball, for coming today to go under our Sports Club Spotlight. U-R-Y. Now, if you've been down to 22 Acres recently, there's a chance you could have been confronted by some members of both uni and college sports teams who are all completely naked. Why, you ask? Well, it's all for the annual York Sport Union Naked Calendar, of course, which features a diverse range of uni and college clubs, and the calendar even includes some key dates in there as well, such as College Varsity, Colours Ball, and the obvious one, Roses. And it's all in aid of raising money for charity. And those proceeds from there will be split evenly between the York Sport Union and RAG, with the RAG charities being chosen as the domestic abuse charity IDAS and Action for Children. Earlier this week, I caught up with York Sport Union Events and Fundraising Officer Joy to learn more about it. Why a naked calendar? Why not something else?
Well, I feel like it has a lot of potential. Firstly, it's going to be great fun to kind of organise teams get together. It's a really good representation of the university as well. And I feel like it could potentially make quite a lot of money for charity, to be honest.
Fundraising, the most important thing. Yeah. Where can people get it and how can people get it?
So at the moment it's online at the USU website shop. So it's for £8 online at the moment. And then it will be on sale week 8 or week 9 in the Yusu shop or at Yusu reception for £10.
So that's the York Sport Union Naked Calendar. Now, Sunday sees the term's first college sport one-day tournaments of the year, and although next term's college varsity seems a long way away, the results will decide who's taking part in the qualifying events. Both lacrosse and women's football take place at the weekend, and I spoke to Ella Williamson to preview the women's football tournament.
We have regular tournaments each term. This week it's going to be on Sunday, 30th, so day before Halloween, 10 o'clock at the 3G pitches on Heslington East at the Sports Centre. And yeah, we're just going to get all the colleges to play, get a few fixtures going, have a semi-final, final, and see who wins just from there.
And yeah, what are you expecting from Sunday? Are you expecting a competitive morning of football action?
It depends really, because there is a lot of like variability with the abilities of people. Like a lot of the time we've got we've got a lot of first team players and then we've got total beginners, so it is just more of a friendly atmosphere. It is obviously there's going to be that element of competition between colleges, but it is more friendly because we just want people to come play football with us. You know, we're not a massive club, so this is just a way we can just get people to come play.
You say there is that slight competitive aspect, of course. Yeah. This is the first tournament that's going to decide who's going to be involved in the varsity qualifiers next term. So you need to finish in the top four on Sunday, is that right?
Yes, yeah, that's true. And then we'd probably have another tournament. We've got another one coming up in week 9, hopefully. We're yet to confirm dates and stuff for that. But yeah, and then from there we'll probably work out who then goes on to play in varsity. Last year it was my college who went and played in varsity, Alcuin, and we did. We won against, I think it was Grey College against Durham. So yeah, hopefully we can try and get it again. Not that I'm biased, but...
Yes, obviously Alcuin getting the victory. Bamborough as well getting a draw, so undefeated in varsity last year for women's football.
Mm-hmm.
So potentially somewhere where York could pick up some points against.
Yeah, definitely. Really hope so. And I think as well, Derwent seems to have quite a good team this year. Like, although a lot of them don't come and play for us for uni, they've just got that motivation to want to come and play. So hopefully Derwent might be able to sort of bring it up as well.
And into next term, rumours of there potentially being a league starting as well?
We're hoping so, yeah. We're going to keep track of numbers who come on Sunday, and then just keep promoting it really, because, you know, we do want players and we do want to have this sort of college set up for people who don't really want to play uni level but want that feeling of being able to sort of have a kick about play at college level. So hopefully if we get enough, we'll set it up next term.
York Uni's student radio station.
URY.